Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning into Tech Vibe Radio tonight, Wednesday night. This is Jonathan Kirsting with the Pittsburgh Technology Council, and tonight's show is going to be a lot of fun. I'm warning you ahead of time because tonight's show is 100% coming to you from Demo Day 2019, and every time Demo Day happens, which is almost once a year, we're invited to go backstage and talk to really what are Pittsburgh's newest technology companies. So Demo Day is this awesome event. It's really become a staple of Pittsburgh's technology ecosystem, put on by InnovationWorks and its accelerators, Alpha Lab and Alpha Lab Gear. And basically, you know, there are people who are building tech companies. They apply to hang out and be part of this program in order to really take their companies to the next level. It's pretty intense. And after, I think it's probably 3 or 4 months of going through the program, they go out to Demo Day in order to actually kind of introduce themselves to Pittsburgh, which is just so exciting. It really brings out the who's who in Pittsburgh in order to meet and learn all about these brand new tech companies. There are also some manufacturers in there as well, too, and some product companies. Really just a neat slice of what's happening here in Pittsburgh's tech ecosystem. And I love being able to go backstage and actually talk to the women and the men behind these companies. It's so much fun because they're just coming off of their presentations in front of like 500 people. And so they're pretty pumped up. It gets me pretty pumped up. And so I just like learning a little bit more about the companies and kind of why they decided to start these companies and what it was like going through the program. And so tonight we're going to be talking to 12 or 13 of these new companies, and I really can't wait to bring this to you. So if you want to learn more about InnovationWorks and its Alpha Lab programs, go to alphalab.org or alphalabgear.org, and you can check it all out. And it's just that much fun as far as just to really just see that these programs are out there, and this is our big night for us to go backstage and learn all about these new companies. So just to give it a quick listen, and I think you'd be pretty amazed at some of the cool stuff that is coming out of Pittsburgh. So check it on out. We're going to have it spinning up for you in just 1 second. Hang tight. When we get back from break, nothing but Demo Day all the way through. This is Jonathan Kirsting with the Pittsburgh Tech Council. Learn more about us at pghtech.org. And here comes Demo Day. We're talking to Brad Factor of Ecto VR here at Demo Day. So congratulations on making it through Alpha Lab.
Oh, and thank you very much.
Tell us what's going on with the company.
Yeah. So Ecto VR is developing mobility solutions for virtual reality, and it's literally motorized omnidirectional skates. So you put on these skates, you put on a headset, and they keep you safe in the room and free of motion sickness.
Wait a second. This is a little too cool for school as far as it is. First off, like, where'd you get the idea for this? And in skates?
Yeah. So definitely sci-fi has been a great inspiration, personal entertainment, kind of the future of all this entertainment is personalized. So that really brought a lot of the idea. But a lot of things have been focused on treadmills, slippery devices. But having it as something that you actually wear, you bring it forward and it brings it you back. So you think of it kind of like as wearing a robot on your foot. And it really solves a lot of the problems of how do you have something that's portable but also very functional.
So when you're on these skates, I mean, if you don't know how to roller skate, it's not going to happen? Or is this something you put the skates on and it's going to keep you upright?
Yeah, no. This is designed to feel like walking. So imagine that it's like an invisible treadmill, but in skate form. So we've designed it for people that have no experience skating. I don't skate. I'm walking on this all the time. Not a problem.
So what was the time frame from idea to making this actually happen? That this is amazing to me because like, you're solving many problems at one time right here.
Yeah. So the company's been around a little over a year now. We started working on it full time about a year before that and worked on it part time while I was doing my master's at Carnegie Mellon.
Just while doing your master's at Carnegie Mellon and while doing this, you know, just a little side project, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, how has the market reacted to this? I'm sure you're probably blowing some minds here when you're talking about roller skates here.
Yeah, no, people love it. Just watching it is a lot of fun. People experiencing it have a blast. We're looking at all sorts of different applications too, right? Because gaming is definitely a big one. That's half of the market. And we're looking at location-based entertainment. So we've got some pilots coming up with that with customers, VR arcades, but also kind of more practical applications like architecture, engineering, construction, where they can actually walk around in a built space and check it out. We've got a pilot in that. And then simulation and training, military, industrial, all of that. And we have great partners in that space, and we're looking for others to join as beta testers.
This is why I love covering Demo Day, because I'm learning about really cool companies like yours. People want to learn more. Where can they go and check you out?
They can check us out on ectovr.com. That's ektovr.com. And you can also find us on Facebook, ectovr, same spelling.
So hanging out next with us here at Demo Day. I just love doing this because people come backstage here at the new Hazlitt Theater and they have this look of relief on their face. And as such is with John Rattray of Sparkware. So John, congratulations on making it to this point. So tell me how you feel right now.
It feels like a relief, like you said, to have gone through the program. It's been 6 months, learned a lot, about how to, you know, really best provide a service that people are really looking for right now, and using technology in a different way that helps connect us in person as opposed to the way that it's predominantly used, which is to help us connect with people who are far away.
Exactly. So tell us about how you're doing that with Sparkware.
Absolutely. So we create a wearable band that takes responses of users to simple icebreaker questions, such as, what time of the day do you feel most energized? Or what's your major? So once these wristbands have taken those responses, as you walk around a venue space at a social or networking event, these wristbands will change color to alert you who you have things in common with and what those things are.
Oh, it's so cool. Talk about breaking the ice and making it a little easier to kind of actually get to know some people without feeling weird about it, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So where'd you get this idea from and say, I'm going to turn this into a company and try to build something? That's kind of amazing.
It stemmed over time, but it really came from personal experiences that I had had, really seeing how social media was being designed to help us connect with people who were far away. But these companies, people designing apps, weren't really focusing on how we could use technology to supplement those experiences that we have day to day when we're walking around next to people. And I think over time, the fact that we weren't designing technology in that way sort of gave people this idea that when we use technology, it actually inhibits our ability to connect with others.
See, I've been seeing that as well. So you're trying to change that. And that is just absolutely amazing. So what are your next steps now that you've gone through Demo Day here? You've got this really cool idea and you're building this into a company. What's next?
We are now trying to scale. So in the 6 months that we've been here, we've received a lot of interest from different organizations that really want to use our product in a lot of different areas. Universities want to use them for their freshman orientations, their welcome weeks. We've also had interest from corporate structures wanting to use them for their onboardings. We've also had interest from cruise lines that would like to use them for situations where they have all of these people on the same boat for an extended period of time. They just want them to get to know one another and enjoy their time.
That is absolutely amazing. I love seeing this. People learn more about Sparkware. Where can they go and check you out?
They can check us out at our website, theaurasparkware.com, or you can also check us out on Instagram. That's at theaurasparkware.
Congratulations. I am so pumped for you. I can't wait to check this out because I think the Pittsburgh Technology Council could use it for our events to get people talking to each other as far as that is. So thanks again for hanging out with us. Love being here at Demo Day with InnovationWorks and Alpha Lab Gear. We have a ton more interviews with the newest companies being minted here in Pittsburgh. Keep your dial tuned right here to Tech Vibe Radio. This is Jonathan Kirsting with the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Learn more about us at pghtech.com. Pittsburgh.org. Welcome back to Tech Vibe Radio. This is Jonathan Kirsting with the Pittsburgh Technology Council, and I absolutely love hanging out at Demo Day. It's one of the things I always look forward to over the course of a tech year, and here at the new Hazlitt Theater, and can't thank InnovationWorks and Alpha Lab and Alpha Lab Gear for having me here talking to literally the newest tech companies coming out of Pittsburgh, having just gone through the program. We have Nate Tobik from Complete Bank Data hanging out with us. So, hey, welcome to the show, and thanks for taking the time to talk to me. Congratulations on this stage of your venture. Tell me all about it.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on. So what we do is we enable digital transformation for banks. So what I mean by this is right now you can go online and get your bank account information, but that hasn't resulted in customer growth for banks. And so what we're doing is we are enabling banks to grow their customer base, find borrowers digitally. So we do this.
Okay, yeah.
We help them find areas of opportunity that are uniquely fitted to them and then work with them so that they could prospect, market, close loans in those areas.
Very cool. So something, I have a suspicion, a sneaking suspicion, that you were in the banking industry at one point in time and kind of saw this as a problem you were trying to solve. Is that correct?
I was never in the banking industry.
Really? Okay.
So I owned an investment research company.
Close enough.
Yeah. And I wrote a book on banks. And It was in doing that that I got into this.
So what made you say that I'm going to build a company and pursue this? That's a big step to take. What made you take that leap? And then how did you find Alpha Lab in order to help you then scale and grow it?
So I've always been building things, and I'm just crazy for that. So I did the investment research company. I've had some other ventures. And we just saw an area of opportunity, and we decided to take action on it. It's a huge market. So there's 5,000 banks in the U.S., and I'd say almost all of them are still non-digital with this. And so it's a huge market. And we realized that with Alpha Lab, we went as far as we could with the things we knew. And so being able to partner with them and get some help and guidance on some of the things we didn't know and fill in some gaps was critical. And because of that program, our trajectory has totally changed.
So are you a Pittsburgh native?
I have been here 16 years.
You're a native. You're a native.
I have kids here and a family here. So this is
home now. Oh, you're a Pittsburgh. You're a Pittsburgher. You're a Pittsburgher.
Yes.
Very cool. So give us the next 6 months. Where do you think you're heading right now?
Right. So we're still out there looking for banks. We're working with a number of banks to really change their business. And we're excited to see what this does for them. What we keep hearing is this is going to be the biggest change we've ever had. And it's not in a bad way. This is going to be so much better. So we could enable lenders to do what they do best, which is build relationships and not spend all their time trying to figure out who do they want to build the relationship with. And so it's a huge shortcut.
That makes total sense to me. Very excited for it because, once again, a very powerful solution. And if people want to learn more about that and check it out, where can they go?
Yeah, so you could visit us at completebankdata.com. And if you have any questions, find us there online.
Congratulations. Great stuff.
Thank you very much.
So coming up next here at Demo Day, like I said, always have a great time doing this. I get so excited. We have Amber Lucas from Impact Proteomics. So Amber, how are you feeling?
Oh, I feel great. I'm so excited to be here.
You look very happy and relieved now.
Yeah, well, my hard part is over, so now it's just fun.
Standing in front of 600 people, man, that's a lot of folks all looking at you, right?
It's a lot of pressure, but it's great. It's great to get our message out there.
So tell us about the company. What are you up to?
Yeah, so at Impact Proteomics, we make kits that help researchers pull proteins out of cells so they can do biomarker and drug discovery faster.
That's a big deal. Tell me more. I want to know.
Yeah, it's great. So almost every drug you take, whether it's aspirin or chemotherapy, they all target proteins. And that's because proteins do all the jobs that keep us alive. And so we help researchers find the important proteins so they can make drugs faster, better, and more accurately.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, what's your background to say, I'm going to take this and make it into a company, for crying out loud?
I know. Well, actually, I was just a grad student. I was a PhD biology student at Carnegie Mellon University. Had no idea I wanted to start a company, but my boss at the time was like, hey, I've got this crazy idea. Do you want to work on it?
Okay.
And of course I was naive enough to say yes.
Sure, no problem.
Right. So I took the project and I worked on it for 5 years and I got the science to work.
5 years.
5 years.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
Wow, you got patience.
Yeah. And luckily, CMU has a great entrepreneurial program too. So once we had the product, we were like, hey, let's go figure out if people even want this. And so we did the National Innovation Corps program where we had to interview 100 potential customers. And I was an innovation fellow at Carnegie Mellon University. And so through all of that, we all led to us starting this company.
That is amazing. And so, I mean, so where are you now on the path towards like actually getting this into the market so people can start using this and developing drugs more quickly? This is exciting.
Yeah, so right now we've launched our first paid pilot study. So we had about 10 customers mm-hmm. who tried our kits and told us what they thought. And so the next step is really to do a more widespread launch, which will be happening later this month. So we're super excited to really get out there and start selling.
So now the real work begins.
Yes, exactly.
Oh my goodness, so that's awesome. So you got to keep cranking on this thing
yes.
as far as that
yep.
goes. People learn more about it. Where can they go and discover all the things that you're doing?
So we have a website at www.impactproteomics.com, and you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
That is amazing. We need 100 more of you here in Pittsburgh doing what you're doing, because that is some solid work. And like I said, it's improving the quality of people's lives at the
Absolutely.
End of the day. Big
Absolutely.
Stuff. So glad you're here doing what you're doing. Congratulations on Demo Day.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Super cool. Love it, love it, love it.
Great. Thank you.
All right. So now we're talking to Stuart Diller of Estat. Actuation.
So, hi.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
I just love seeing everyone coming off stage because yeah. everyone looks really pumped up because, man, yeah. I can sense the adrenaline and the sense of relief and all that kind of fun stuff. So thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Absolutely.
Tell us about the company.
Yeah, so we're creating robotics hardware components that make robots lighter, more efficient, and less expensive.
That sounds pretty important to me because in the field of robotics, which is growing, and the use of robotics being applied in so many new situations.
Absolutely.
These are important factors that have to be determined as new applications are being developed, correct?
Yeah, I mean, all these great robots that you see on YouTube, really fantastic stuff, but they all cost $100,000 plus kind of thing. So really, we need to make a lot of progress there for them to be practical for real-world use.
Exactly. So what was your idea saying that, you know, you see this problem out there, and you're like, wait a second, I'm going to take my time and actually build a company around this. I'm always amazed when someone decides they're going to kind of give up what they're doing, switch gears, and build a company around something.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, I got my start during my PhD at Carnegie Mellon, where I was working on this problem for my PhD research, building things like exoskeletons and soft robotic skins. And when we came up, created this new technology, it was pretty game-changing. And so when I finished my PhD, we thought, okay, we're going to chase this and try to see if there's commercial potential.
So what are your thoughts about being in Pittsburgh then to build this company? I mean, obviously, Pittsburgh is internationally known as being really an innovation hub mm-hmm. when it comes to all things robotics and things like that. Staying here in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I
Please
love
say
Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, a lot of people were saying you have to go to Silicon Valley. That's the only place to do this sort of thing. But Pittsburgh has a lot of great advantages. There are lots of great companies around here, resources like Alpha Lab Gear, and the costs are a lot lower. It's just... I prefer to live here rather than San Francisco, too.
So. I would agree with you. I'm glad you're staying here to build the company. So yeah. What are your next steps as far as like now starting to scale this and start getting your product to market?
Absolutely. Well, I'm looking forward to spending a lot of my time on the tech work, getting some cool prototypes together. We just today saw some cool performance out of a version 2 of our rotary prototype. So there's still some technical work to be done before we're ready to sell a product to companies, and I'm excited to tackle it.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. If people want to learn more about the company, where's the best place to check you guys out?
Yeah, we're on YouTube. If you search Electroadhesive Clutch, we've got a couple cool videos there, and hopefully some more coming soon. Also, estatactuation.com.
Very great stuff. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you.
This is Jonathan Kersing with the Pittsburgh Technology Council, having way too much fun hanging out here at Demo Day with Innovation Works, with, of course, Alpha Lab and Alpha Lab Gear, talking to literally the newest companies coming out of Pittsburgh right now. We absolutely love it. Go to IW and check them out without a doubt. This is Jonathan Kersing. As I said, we'll be right back after this quick break and learn more about the Tech Council at pghtech.org. Welcome back. You are indeed listening to Tech Vibe Radio here on KDKA. This is Jonathan Kersing with the Pittsburgh Technology Council. And as you know, we are hanging out at Demo Day. It's one of the things where I get to go backstage and talk to the Demo Day, the presenting companies, as they come off the stage. It's just so much fun because they're out there like in front of 650 people. Like the who's who of Pittsburgh's tech crowd is up there ready to see who are the new companies. And I'm back here then talking to them after they gave their presentation. And I have the folks from Martris here right now. Quickly introduce yourselves and tell us who you are.
I'm Martha Hardy, and I am a professor at Carnegie Mellon University, do learning science and technology-based training.
I'm Tris Jahanian, and I've had 30 years of experience in the software engineering industry.
Very cool. So I see a cool mind meld coming together here. So tell me what Martris is all about.
Well, we design and build software to help people with professional skills, leadership skills, soft skills. Our first product is called Conflict Coach, and it is a mobile web app that takes people through personal or professional conflicts. So it helps you navigate the conflict. It gives you strategic advice about what strategy to pursue, and it also gives you talking points so you can prepare to go have that tough conversation.
I think I need this software because I find myself being very conflict avoidant as far as I like to be nice to everybody, but sometimes there's conflict and you need to deal with it. So this is a really cool solution. What was the idea behind this?
Well, Martha and I met at Carnegie Mellon University, and she's a mediator and has been for 28 years. And she was describing what mediation and conflict resolution was to me, and it sounded like a methodology or an algorithm. And that's what I do, is algorithms. Ah. So the concept was born.
Two key pieces kind of coming together. And so you decided, we're making this a company. What was the reasoning behind that?
Well, we thought that we could really make something that would make much more smooth for people to deal with conflict. I mean, people are in their devices, but they have a hard time having real conversations with people, especially if there's a conflict. So now they're going to be all prepped and ready and encouraged to go have that conversation. We already have a pilot at the Teber School of Business at Carnegie Mellon University. They're really happy with it. The students love it. They use it in their internships, and they're using it for the second time this semester.
I love when technology solves these social and these human problems. I mean, that's such an important thing, and how empowering is that? So people learn more about Martris. Where can they go and check you guys out?
So this is not in the App Store. It's at a website. It's a mobile web app, and it's at conflictcoachapp.com.
Just that simple. Congratulations. Once again, I love seeing technology come together. Two cool women coming together and saying, we have an idea. I got this part. We're doing something. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And thanks.
So now we are talking to Colin Wolf of Cassian Solutions. Colin, thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you for having me.
So give me the whole details of what's going on with your company. What's it all about?
Yeah, so we realize that a lot of folks that are taking medications for, you know, diseases like HIV, hepatitis C, even oncology, which is cancer, have a hard time taking their pills correctly and also reporting back to doctors, talking to the doctors, and making sure that the doctors know what's going on in their daily lives. Right.
Right. So they're taking like lots of different types of medications, so it can be kind of confusing and hard to keep track of, I would assume, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And so what we do is we made a phone case that houses and dispenses their pills and also has a data collection thing so they can, you know, fill out little surveys and be like, yeah, like I'm good today. Don't have to worry about this.
Oh, interesting. So it's obviously making sure you're getting the right medications at the right times and everything like that. And at the same time, while it's doing that, it becomes an opportunity then to report back if something's right or wrong and then keeps track, and then the doctors can see and maybe intervene when something's wrong when they normally couldn't do that. Am I following you correctly?
That's exactly right. And I think what matters the most is that this is a tool for patients, right? And this is something that it's as convenient as carrying your phone with you. You don't have to think about your pill bottle anymore. And when you use it, it's just, you know, do you want to dispense this pill? Yes. You're all taken care of. It's all the right stuff.
Wow. So, I mean, this is tackling a huge market. I mean, at the end of the day, pharmaceuticals. And I mean, how do you break into this and start getting people to use it and so forth?
Yeah. So first, we think about the folks who are dispensing those medications that are really expensive and have a high data collection need. And that's, you know, a lot of specialty pharmacies, a lot of the manufacturers that dispense these medications or make these medications. They also have a vested interest in making sure they're taken correctly.
Sounds like a plan. And so, I mean, what was it like going through Alpha Lab gear to put this together? I mean, because it's an actual, like, it's a material thing. It's not just software here, but it's an actual, it's a pill case or a bottle. And so what was it like going through and actually developing something where it's a good at the end of the day?
Yeah, Alpha Lab gear was tremendous because, you know, I'm a pharmacist, and I have no idea about manufacturing or injection molding or 3D printing. And my team, you know, they have a good grip on it, but they really give you the resources to bring your prototype to the next level if you want to injection mold something, you know, get the right packaging out there and make a go of it.
That way you can focus on your strengths, what you know around pharmacy, and then bring in the folks that know how to actually make the stuff and bring it together, right?
Absolutely.
If people want to learn more about what you do, where can they go and check you out?
CassianSolutions.com, and that's for our phone case. And then we have a software solution that's just CassianFlex.com.
Two sites. Fancy. That's there what I'm go. Talking about. Congratulations, and thanks for talking with us tonight.
Thank you. Have a good one.
So up next, we actually have someone who's no stranger to Tech Vibe Radio. I was really excited to see Rachel Reed from Subtle Beauty being part of the cohort presenting here at Demo Day. Good to see you again, Rachel.
It's good to see you too.
So, so cool. First off, give us the background of what's going on with Subtle Beauty. Before I hit the record button, you were giving me some pretty startling numbers that I was really happy to hear.
Yeah, so we have developed a portable, compact beauty solution that allows women on the go to take their routines with them so that they can use it whenever, from wherever. We just launched this past January, very simple goal of selling 1,000 stacks this year. And so far we've sold well over 2,000 internationally and are now on track to more than double our revenue for this year.
So how did you double that? Like, what was up? I mean, that must've blown your mind. Like, wait a second, something's working here.
Yes. We are working overtime to play catch up for sure. But you know, we've built a brand that really resonates with people. You know, the average brand this year requires 6 different touch points with a person before that person becomes a customer. And with Subtle Beauty, our average interaction is actually 1. All it takes is 1 interaction before a person decides to become a customer.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, having this much traction, I know you raised a Kickstarter earlier on, mm-hmm. and that was very successful. And so now you've gone through the Alpha Lab program. What did you learn through Alpha Lab to kind of give yourself extra momentum?
Yeah, I mean, Alpha Lab really was with us during the growing pains. We started with very moderate monthly revenue numbers and, you know, employed the tools that Alpha Lab gave us that allowed us to scale to now 27,000 in monthly revenue.
That's an amazing number. And I love the story behind this because it's something where, I mean, you got this idea for it and you kind of worked on it and built it to this. I mean, has this exceeded your expectations?
It has, though, you know, it's funny because the goalpost keeps moving for me. So sometimes it's tough to reflect on, you know, what I hoped this could be because I'm so focused on what I expect it to be in 6 months, in 12 months, you know.
Yeah. Do you have any expectations for the next 6 months? Like, can you realistically think like where you really want to be?
Well, we have holiday to get through. Mm. And for retail, most brands do 80% of their yearly revenue in Q4. So we are, you know, latching down the hatches and hoping for the best.
So you're not going to have much of a life for the next couple months.
No Thanksgiving for me this year.
Oh, that's okay. Cause you're building a really cool company here in Pittsburgh. So I think it's fantastic. I'm so glad we got to hang out again and talk about the great progress that you've made. And if people want to learn more about Subtle Beauty, where can they go and check you guys out?
So you can follow us on Instagram at Subtle Beauty, SUBTL, no E. Or if you want to check out the product, head to subtlebeauty.com.
And order some stuff. Apparently lots of people are.
Yeah.
And the holidays are right around the corner too, right?
Yes, yes. And we have gift cards.
See, I'm plugging for you.
I appreciate that.
You need to hang out with our friends at Giftya.
Yes.
I don't know if you know those guys.
I do not.
I'll have to introduce you because they can actually they can help you with gift cards.
Perfect.
Simple as that. So,
sounds
Rachel,
great.
You're the best.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
All right.
So we're talking to Zach Wright of Swift Tag Systems, our latest person to come off the stage here at Demo Day. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight. Really appreciate it. Give us all the details on what's happening with Swift Tag.
With Swift Tag, right now we are finishing up development of our first system. We're doing computer vision, a little bit of machine learning coming.
A little bit of machine learning.
We'll got to put all the buzzwords in there. And we actually are closing our first sale. So we're really excited about that and a bit scared, you know, how it is trying to
appease customers. Of course, absolutely. So tell us how the stuff works. What does it do?
Yeah, so basically it's an inventory management system at its core. So we use different technologies to make sure that scientists and animal facilities know what animals they have on site. For scientists, they can make sure that they have animals in store so they can use them for specific experiments and things like that. And just in general, our whole goal is to make the animal care process a little bit better for experiments and just general care.
Absolutely. So this is like a market that doesn't have a solution for this, and you saw the need for it. At what point did you say, I'm doing something about this?
Yeah, so actually the company really started from my graduate school years. I did a lot of research with lab mice, and I was there, you know, weekends, actually literally looking into cages to try to see if there were new pups that I could use for my experiments. And I didn't want to be there, and I was probably overpaid for that job as well. So there's like a lot of expenditures that went along with it. And I noticed that everything was manual. So we'd document on like a sticky note. I'd put it back on my computer and then forget to log it in our glorified Excel sheet. And then, you know, it just gets an efficiency from there. And I just know there's way better ways to do that, from, you know, the level of identifying a mouse to, you know, managing all the data that we're accruing in that process.
Definitely seems like an industry ripe for disruption, and you're doing that. And you got your first customer, which sounds pretty exciting. So what was your biggest takeaway from going through the Alpha Lab program?
So biggest takeaway for Alpha Lab, I would say, well, there's kind of two. One is setting milestones and holding you up to them, so some sort of personal accountability that they provide as a structure with the program. Two is just getting your head on straight, making sure you're looking at the market, talking to customers, and that your direction is in coordination with the customers that you think you're selling to with what you have when you come in. But then you end up pivoting to what they really need. So, yeah. That's
cool. And if people learn more about the company, where can they go and check you out?
SwiftTagSystems.com. That's the easiest way. You can look me up on LinkedIn just under Zachary Wright, and then that'll navigate you to the page as well.
Perfect. Great stuff. Congratulations, man. So proud of you. Good work, man. Good work. Hey, we're taking a quick break. We're coming back with more Tech Vibe Radio at Demo Day with InnovationWorks and Alpha Lab Gear. This is Jonathan Kirsting with the Pittsburgh Tech Council. Learn more about us at pghtech.org. So glad you're dialed into Tech Vibe Radio tonight. You picked a great night to be listening, because we've been hanging out at Demo Day at the new Hazlitt Theater, hanging out with InnovationWorks, Alpha Lab, and Alpha Lab Gear. I love being asked to come backstage, because we literally have the newest tech companies in Pittsburgh being minted right now. They're making their first pitches to a crowd of like over 600 and some odd people here. It's a big, big deal here in Pittsburgh's tech ecosystem. And for me to talk to the women and men building these awesome companies, such an honor. Just absolutely love doing it. So really cool company here called Gender Reveal Game. I'm like, whoa, this is kind of interesting. What's going on with this? And we have Kim Jullison with us right now. So congratulations. How did it feel up there in front of 600 plus people? I'd be a little nervous.
Definitely a little nervous, but I feel like I did okay, so I'm really, really excited to be here.
I think you did better than okay. I think you did awesome, I bet. I heard a lot of clapping going on from back here. I can say the noise was coming backstage, and I think you did a good job. So what's your background? What got you interested in like starting a company, in particular Gender Reveal Game? Sounds like really, really cool stuff. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, definitely wasn't intentional. I saw an opportunity. Definitely a great way for new moms to raise some money, and then it takes the stigma out of raising money, right? So that's kind of where the idea came from.
Very cool. So how does this work? I guess, see, I'm one of these where I'm not well-versed in the world of, like, babies and things like that, okay? But I have seen this trend where people make a big deal about announcing to the world and people's friends and family what gender their child is going to be. So am I on the right track here?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm doing better than I think. So there's a way to like be creative about this,
right?
And so have some fun. Tell me.
Yeah. So we allow expecting moms to raise money by having friends and family guess the baby's gender with cash plays. So at the end of each game, a random winner who guessed right is selected to win a prize, and then mom cashes out. So our moms have already raised over $60,000 playing our game.
Back up. Wait, 60 grand, 60K already?
Yeah. 500 games that we've hosted since Mother's Day. So our moms are raking it in, and we love that because, you know, babies are not cheap, and we're helping them out.
They're not cheap at all, man. So this is so cool. I mean, I'm assuming like people are really, they have to be excited about this. Like, this would be a cool thing to do.
Yeah, and it's a great way to connect friends and family who can't make the backyard baby gender reveal party, right? So it's a great way to have friends and family overseas to get plugged in and welcoming a little one.
And so it's all done online?
All done online, all digital, all eco-friendly.
All eco-friendly, as far as that goes. So can this be scaled to other types of things? Like,
absolutely. So this is our first game in what would be a suite. So we are creating games for moms all throughout all three trimesters till the baby arrives, and hopefully beyond. So this is the first game, and more games coming soon.
I have an idea for a game. You tell me about this. Okay, baby's first word.
Ooh, I love that.
The first one's free. The next one's $5.
I love that. I love that. And of course, there's a guessing what day the baby will come and baby shower games. So much to do in the baby space.
Love it. Congratulations. It sounds like an awesome, awesome way to really do something kind of disruptive in this space.
Yeah.
If people want to learn more about it, where can they go?
GenderRevealGame.com.
Just that simple. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
So we got Jared from Dissolves backstage with us here at the new Hazlitt Theater with Demo Day. And so how's it feel to make this part of your journey on the development of your company?
Feels real good. I've been wanting to do Demo Day for a long time now. I've been going for the past few years, and it's always been awesome. So it's been very exciting.
Well, that's kind of cool. So you've been to other Demo Days, and you're like, wait a second, maybe I want to build a company and be part of this.
Exactly, yeah. So I'm from Pittsburgh. I've been coming. I wanted to do a startup for a while now, and then we're here.
So where'd you get the idea for this? Or what does Dissolves do?
So we make an edible, dissolvable packaging for powdered food products.
Whoa. Okay, cool. What's your background to say, I'm going to turn this into a company?
Chemical engineering. So I studied chemical engineering at the University of Pittsburgh. And that's actually where the idea came from. We had a product design class there. And my idea was the protein pod. So scoop of protein in a dissolvable wrapper. And then I went out to try to find something to package it in, and then all you could find is polyvinyl alcohol, which is the same thing they use to package detergent. And I was like, I don't want to eat that. No one wants to eat that.
So this is like this is a protein shot that's in a wrapped.
That was
in
just an example. Okay. We just make the packaging, so
I got you.
They don't want to eat the PVA. I was like, okay, we can make that, but all natural vegan ingredients to make this packaging. And then we can package instant coffee, baby formula, protein powder, any powdered food product. And then you throw the whole thing in, the packaging dissolves.
It dissolves away. Oh, yeah. That is cool. And that's really good for the environment as well, too, correct?
Exactly. So you can keep all of the convenience and premium pricing, but it's also good for the environment.
Is anyone else doing anything like this? This seems very, very unique to me.
Monosol, they make the polyvinyl alcohol ones, but it's not approved everywhere in the world. And it's gross, so people don't want to put it in their food products.
Yeah, I was going to say, yes, so that's something that you want to be ingesting as far as that is. So how's the market been reacting to it so far?
Pretty positive, I think. The pod converters, we work with them a lot, love it. It expands our market greatly. And then even the food and beverage ones, we've talked to some very exciting people.
I love the idea of, like, I could just pop something in my coffee machine and it's all pre-measured, ready to go, and no packaging left when I'm done. There's no evidence.
Yeah, we're like little coffee creamers instead of having those little cups that you got to peel back, just grab pod, throw the whole thing in.
What was the biggest thing you took away from going through the whole Alpha Lab program?
Wow, that's a tough one. Biggest thing. Well, I guess customer discovery is one they drive home a lot.
You got to have customers, right? Yeah. So exactly. It's like, oh, yeah, I've got people that buy this stuff.
Exactly. You have the coolest idea ever, and it can actually work, but unless you can get it in front of people, yeah.
Exactly. Very cool. People want to learn more about Dissolves. Where can they go?
Dissolves.net. Yeah. Email me. If you email the email on that website, I'll be the one answering.
You're going to answer me. And I think you get the award for the coolest name for the company. I think you got the coolest name for the company, Dissolve. I love it, man.
Thank you. It's like
does what it says.
Solves. Yeah, and then the coloring's different because it solves the problem.
Exactly.
All this stuff.
Very cool.
Thank
Congratulations,
you.
Man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
So now we are talking to Shivan Baril of Sheepy. I can't wait to learn more about this company because I see the name Sheepy. I'm like, I have no idea what this is about. I cannot wait to learn more. Tell me all about it.
So Sheepy is a bot that helps people with insomnia sleep better through behavioral therapy.
Oh, that name makes perfect sense. So this is a cute, like, sheep-like shaped robot of some kind?
Yeah, the logo is a sheep, yeah.
Very cool. So tell me how this works. I mean, obviously, sleeping is a big deal. It's a big market out there. Many of us can't sleep and need help, and the idea of bringing some robotics into this seems pretty disruptive and kind of cool.
Yeah. So thank you. I appreciate that. It's a bot that's actually launched through Facebook Messenger. And so 10% of people have chronic insomnia. So it's really to try to help them using clinically backed techniques. And so basically people open it up on their phone, chat with it. It chats back with buttons and basically provides personalized recommendations on how they can improve their sleep.
Really? Wow. So like, have you, I mean, obviously you've started to test this out and see how it works. What's the reaction been like?
We've had success stories, so it's really exciting when users kind of email back in and say that they had a good night of sleep. And yeah, we're just trying to go create more of those stories.
Very cool. Now, were you ever a person afflicted with not being able to sleep? And is this where you got the idea that I want to build something that can help people sleep better? What's the story?
Yeah, I've had trouble sleeping, not so much insomnia, but actually since working on this, I've had those nights, and so it's given me a lot of sympathy.
Uh-oh. So building this company is stressing you out a little bit.
a little bit, you know.
Very, very cool. And so what is your background and brought you to the point of saying, like, I have an idea, I have some experience, I'm building a company?
So before this, I was working on a teletherapy startup, and that gave me some context around tools that were being used in the mental health space. And so I felt like there was a lot of rigor in tools for depression and anxiety. And I was really excited about a lot of the tech that was coming out there, but felt like there wasn't so much for really rigorous tech for sleep disorders. And so as I dug more into it, I thought this is really a need.
Very cool stuff. And people want to learn more about Sheepy. Where can they go?
Trysheepy.com.
I love it. I think everyone should give that a check it out. Pittsburgh company helping you sleep better. I know there's lots of Pittsburghers out there who might be hearing this. And like I said, give it a shot. Congratulations and job well done.
Thanks so much.
Well, it's that time to put a capper on tonight's show. Got back into the studio after being on the scene at Demo Day this year. And it always blows my mind. It's such a great time to see these new companies coming through the program. And to remind everybody that Alpha Lab and Alpha Lab Gear are just this awesome resource that we have here in the Pittsburgh area. And over the years, the Alpha Lab program, you know, has helped these companies. I think there's been over 100 companies that have gone through the Alpha Lab program over the years. They've raised over $150 million of follow-on funding. It goes to show how effective this program is. And when companies go through these programs, I mean, they get a little bit of funding, but more importantly, they get guidance and expertise as they start to build their business plans and kind of perfect what they're looking to do. They also get plugged into a community here and a network of experts. And so I just love being able to be part of this and tell the story, you know, every time there is a demo day, and really encourage people to learn more about Alpha Lab by going to alphalab.org or Alpha Lab Gear at alphalabgear.org. And of course, go to InnovationWorks at innovationworks.org in order to learn more about this awesome program and just the results. I mean, some of Pittsburgh's coolest tech companies have come out of Alpha Lab and Alpha Lab Gear. Think of companies like BlastPoint, like No Wait, Jazz HR, Honeycomb Credit, GridWise. I mean, it's just a phenomenal, phenomenal thing to see the companies that have come out of here and how they've grown and really have defined Pittsburgh's tech sector in so many ways. And really just got to put an end to the show tonight and just remind everyone before we go that the Pittsburgh Technology Council, since 1983, we've been helping tech companies succeed. We've got some great events that are coming up in the coming weeks. So on November 6th, we have an Explore the Floor with Philips, which is really exciting to actually see what goes on their shop floor. On November the 12th, we have our Higher Up college recruiting event. And on November the 19th, we have our CIO Insights that's going to focus on all things fintech. And on, December the 3rd, we have our CMO Insights with StarKist. So lots of good stuff kind of happening here in Pittsburgh. In the fall, it gets busier, it seems like. I thought we would start winding things down, but I feel like we wind things up. And once again, I'm going to thank InnovationWorks and Alpha Lab and Alpha Lab Gear for allowing me to hang out and interview the latest crop of tech companies in Pittsburgh's tech sector. So good, good stuff. And this is Jonathan Kirsting with the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Like we said, go to pghtech.org to learn more about us and these upcoming events I was just mentioning. And have yourself a great night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.